The very, very trivial answer is that that's the way the universe is constructed. But there's a possibly a slightly better answer. In Einstein's theory, the finite speed of light is built into the geometry. It defines the geometry of space and time. So you can very briefly see that if you have a theory that says, based on experiment actually that led him to this, that says that space and time are essentially to be treated as dimensions. So you imagine this four-dimensional sweep of space and time. Now, obviously, we have freedom of movement in space. We can go anywhere, backwards and forwards and up and down, come back to the same place. But in time, we don't. We can't walk into the past. We can't halt our journey into the future, although we can vary the rate, actually, that we go into the future relative to other people. So there's something different about the time dimension to the space dimensions. And that difference in the geometry comes from a universal speed upon which everyone agrees. So it's a so-called invariant in the theory. And the last thing I'd say is that the speed of light is a red herring, if you know what that is. It's a bad name for something, right? That light happens to go at the speed of light because photons are massless. And actually, in the theory, it is massless objects that have to go at that speed, and objects with mass that cannot go exceed that speed. And the speed of massless objects is agreed upon by everybody, and that builds the geometry and stops you building time machines that allow you to go into the past, and leads to E=mc², actually, because you have energy equals mass. So you can kind of see energy, mass, yeah, you know, we can change mass into energy and vice versa. The sun does it all the time. What's the c² got to do with it? Why is the speed of light squared the exchange rate between energy and mass? And actually, you can kind of start to see when you realize that what that number is something to do with massless things, actually. So it's a coincidence, as far as we know, that light travels at the speed of light.